Thank you for joining us for Life in Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins Attorneys at Law.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Call now with your tax questions at 252-222-4848.
We'd like to welcome Andrew Foster from Harvell and Collins, the AKA the Tax Man. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Mike.
Just
doing well.
Just call me the Walrus.
Yeah, that's right.
So what's happening in the world of life and taxes?
Well, you know, Mike, had an interesting appointment a few days ago with a prospective client. And, you know, we got to talking about, you know, tax planning. And right now, you know, so much of the tax planning is in a little bit of flux, so to speak.
Imagine that.
So, you know, one, his central question was, you know, look, my mom is elderly. She owns some very valuable waterfront land. And, you know, I'm not quite sure what my brother and I are the only two children in the family. And we're trying to, you know, kind of advise her what to do. You know, her only real income is some Social Security and a little bit of, you know, rent here and there.
Yeah.
But the, for the most part, you know, it's this, this land is valuable.
Land rich, cash flow, okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're just not quite sure what we should do. And, you know, want to get your advice from a tax perspective, you know, and before all this talk about this $3.5 trillion bill, and the possibility of the elimination of step-up tax basis, and the possibility of deemed asset sale upon death, which we're going to get into relative to the situation. You know, the easy planning, Mike, is, hey, look, you got an $11.5 million estate tax exemption. Yes, we know it sunsets in 2026. This woman was in her 90s. You know, it's a risk you could take, but the property was still below the $5 million, which would automatically revert back to. It was at $1.5 million is about what he thought it was worth. So the easy planning in that regard is to say, look, you need to hold on to this land. This land was bought back in the 1970s.
Wow.
You know, and yes, she's done some improvements to the land. But really, truly, the tax basis that she has in this, what she would base her gain or loss on, is only around a couple $100,000. So you can do the math on it. You know, 1.5 million minus 200,000 is $1.3 million.
Right.
You know, and the tax rate on that's going to be capital in nature, but 23.8%, which is 20% capital gains rate plus the 3.8% net investment tax, plus another 5% on the state level. So, you know, it's not hard to see that that, if she goes and sells that land right now, you know, she's looking at paying the piper $300,000 to $400,000 in taxes, you know?
Big chunk.
Now flip the script, what we talk about with leaving property in your estate, which is obviously what, you know, we're encouraging our clients to do right now based upon the current estate tax environment, which is, hey, look, if you hold that property and things stay as is, with the $11.5 million exemption, full step-up tax basis on assets, and you and your brother inherit that property, you get to take a fair market value as of her date of death, and that becomes your tax basis. That's what we mean by step-up basis relative to tax.
Yeah, it goes to what the market what you could sell it for today.
So I, you know, we went through the hypothetical of if it's sold, $300,000 to $400,000 in tax. If she leaves it to them, passes away, and then the brothers were to sell the property, you're looking at 1.5 minus 1.5 for a big fat
zero
goose egg.
Yeah.
Zero in taxes.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a critical decision for this family because this is the nest egg. This is what their mom, you know, worked hard for. This is.
And she wishes to pass that down to
and
her
maintain
her
for, you know,
children.
50 plus years.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, wants to make sure that the children, you know, get what she has. So it's just a tough situation right now because that's I mean, I told him, I flat out told him and said, I think I would just hold on to it.
Yeah. Given her age.
Yeah.
And given the threshold, where they are and then that step up basis. Yeah.
But then I had to add the caveat, which is, hey, look, we're about 2 months away from a make or break point on this $3.5 trillion, spending bill, you know, and the devil's going to be in the details on that particular bill. And if we get into a situation where step-up basis is eliminated, or even capped at $1 million, which is a proposal that's out there, or if we get into a situation where there's a deemed asset sale upon death, if those things get passed in the tax law in, let's say, October, you know, then I told him, I said, there may be a window of opportunity between October and the end of the year where I might tell you, you might want to go ahead and consider selling this property. Because think about this, Mike. We talk about it many times, you know, on this show, which is if she were to pass and leave it and, it, and that asset was deemed to be sold, it's land.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to go sell it. You know, in the market right now, the real estate market in Carteret County is doing really well.
Right.
Who knows how long that'll last? Now, I think it's looking like it'll last for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, we know there are bubbles out there. So it's an interesting situation that, that this family has because we're just at a situation and a point in time where we're unsure of what the correct path for this family might be. And so what I told him was simply this, and this is what I'd tell all of our listeners, which is there's about to come down the pike over the course of the next 2 to 3 months, some critical guidance relative to your estate and relative to your tax planning. Because there's going to be laws passed potentially, that creates planning opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, I foresee Harvell and Collins and tax planners being very, very busy come the end of this year because I think there is going to be a window of time with which we could do some serious tax planning and estate planning for our clients, prospective clients, to try to get them the best situation they possibly can because the proposals that are on the table are so extreme. I think that's the best way for me to use it.
The only way you can describe it.
It goes completely, you know, you're in a very tax favorable environment where you want to hold assets into your estate to all of a sudden going, okay, what if I have to deem these assets sold? Now let's talk about what the ramifications of that be. And for an individual, such as this gentleman that I met with, the fact that asset would be deemed sold means that you got to come up with some money in a very short order of time in order to pay the government the tax is going to be due because that asset is deemed sold at mom's death.
I like, if I could, again, using Jen Psaki, to circle back to your initial statement that this was a prospective client. And I'll take a little credit for this because for over the last couple of weeks, Cecil Harvell, who you knew very well, Harvell and Collins, has been telling the audience, you know, seek counsel and get informed. Come in and talk.
Yes.
It doesn't cost you anything to do that on the first, you know, the first conversation, the first initial visit, like this gentleman,
yes.
It sounds like he did, to get kind of, you know, the lay of the land.
Exactly.
You know, get your ducks in a row and understand what your options
are. Yeah, and I mean, you know, we went into an in-depth conversation. You know, we went into not only talking about the estate tax ramifications, and then, you know, it mentioned, okay, well, now I'm a little bit worried about my mom owning this property in her individual name.
Mm-hmm.
So then we get into, you know, potential asset protection strategies, and we talk about, you know, there's difference between the potential of her having to get nursing home care versus the potential of because there are people that access this property, you know, is there any liability that could come from this waterfront area? You know, someone gets hurt, drowns, and stuff happens, you know. So we've talked all about that and those particular issues about, you know, creating an LLC, you know, using trust to protect the property and various things. So, you know, it really became
an eye-opening conversation.
Correct. And, you know, he said when he left, he goes, you know, you really gave me a lot to think about. And I think that's the critical thing at this point in time, which is, you know, right now we may not know exactly. I mean, I told him, I said, I have to give you what's based on the law that is current.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could project something and tell you this is exactly what it's going to be, of course, if I could read the tea leaves or had a crystal ball, I'd do it. But I was like, but the fact is that my advice to you is to hold for the time being, but know that you need to monitor the situation, obviously. Encourage you to listen to this program, you know, follow the news. And if you hear anything, it can be confusing and you don't know exactly how it's going to work, what it's going to be, but we're the ones who will do the research for you and we're the ones who are going to figure out exactly what to tell you to do so you can make the best, most informed decision for you and your family, and make sure that you don't pay the pay the tax man more than what you need to pay him.
Yeah,
you
know? But understand that, like you said, the devil's in the details.
It is.
There's more pages than there are. There's twice the number of pages as there are in the Bible. So, yeah. And then,
it's hard when they're still writing the bill. You know,
you haven't even read the first page yet. You need to reach out to Harvell and Collins for that initial conversation, whether it has to do with taxes or estate planning or any other civil matter. Call 252-726-9050. You can also go online to harvellandcollins.com. Yeah, I people that are, you know, this is happening at a time when we're having the greatest transition of wealth from the generation to generation. And you just saw an example of that. And there's tens of thousands of people just like that person.
Oh, yeah,
that
no doubt about it.
That is, their parents, they want the parents to live forever. And this woman has lived a long life and 90 years of age, but things happen. And the other thing I like to say too is the threshold for capital for estate tax was 10.5 million?
11.5 right
11
now.
It's not etched in stone in Washington D.C.
It's not.
And
no.
They can easily.
Well, we know it reverts back. Like I said, 2026, we revert back to 5 million.
Yeah.
But hey, all it takes is one line in a bill to revert that back to $3.5 million.
Yeah.
And as I said, you start adding up assets, life insurance, real property, you take your entire estate, and it's not hard to see how you could get to that number potentially.
Yeah.
And really have an estate tax problem. And then boom, you deem asset sale at death. Those individuals that are below the $3.5 million then have to worry about income taxes.
Yeah.
So we've got a serious issue there as well that we need to address.
I think there's a lot of people in the same boat as that person you talked to with parents bought property back in the 70s and maybe in the early 80s.
Yeah.
That 40 years ago, 50 years ago, it has appreciated to seven figures now.
Exactly.
Or eight figures in some cases.
Exactly.
So that's a good story. Andrew Foster, as always, thank you for bringing in those nuggets that we can all think of. Now we have a lot to think about. Not only does that gentleman have something to think about, but we do too as well. The devil is in the details, and we'll have Andrew back next Thursday. I'm sure we'll be closer to understanding exactly what's in store for us as far as life and taxes. Call Harvell and Collins today, 252-726-9050. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.